talk through my microphone. Can I just ask that everyone has done their test before they came tonight, please? Yeah, everyone did one? Brilliant. Thank you.
I'm proposing that we do a 10-minute PowerPoint to begin with, and we do questions afterwards rather than during, so we can keep a track on the time and we don't crash your 7 o'clock meeting. Okay. Okay. Are you happy that I make a start? Because I'm concerned we don't crash into your 7 o'clock meeting. Yeah?
This, remember, this isn't the council meeting. This is just
I know that,
question.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Alison. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay, then, well, we're very pleased to be able to present the draft plan to you this evening. As I mentioned earlier, we're proposing a 10-minute PowerPoint presentation followed by questions and answers so that we don't crash into your meeting. Just to get started.
Please.
Yep. Why do we need a neighbourhood plan? Well, it's an opportunity for us to say how we'd like our area to develop in the next 10 or 15 years. Excuse me. If you remember, it was David Cameron's Localism Act in 2011 that introduced the idea of neighbourhood plans for local areas, excuse me, so we can have a say in how our area develops. And it was Ewan and you, Linda, I think, who signed on the dotted line originally for Datchet to have a neighbourhood plan.
I believe it was, yes.
And then We are, in fact, the fourth group to have a go, a group set up by Ewan and Joe in 2016, being a community group with two parish councillors on board. And the point of the plan is that it can help guide development within the parish and seek to address the challenges that face the community. But not only that, it will benefit the parish financially, because parishes with an adopted neighbourhood plan receive 25% of SIL money, the community infrastructure levy, rather than 15%, the current 15%, which means you get 66% more money if you have a neighbourhood plan. So what are the benefits? Well, it will ensure that growth within the parish is sustainable, it meets the needs of residents and businesses, and it doesn't compromise the natural and historic environment, friendly atmosphere and community spirit of the whole village. So how have we developed the plan? Well, we have to engage with the local community. So we've sent leaflets out door to door, we've done surveys, we've done character assessment walks, we've had Zoom meetings, we've had regular updates for the parish council. In fact, nothing in the plan should be a surprise to you because we've been updating you as we've gone along. We've had 20 articles in the link, making sure the village is also informed of what we're doing. There's been information on the neighbourhood plan website and in social media. And we've had the Datchet Design Guide consultation. I'm pleased that was adopted earlier this year. We've had drop-in days, information stalls at local events, open days. We've involved lots of different community groups, and we've had awareness-raising sessions at different places such as Railway Station, Tesco, and on the Green. And by involving the community widely and gathering all this information, we've been able to identify planning issues that are of considerable importance to the community. We've been able to create a vision for Datchet in 2033, that's the length of the plan. We've been able to determine objectives to achieve this vision. We've researched detailed supporting evidence. There's nothing in the plan that doesn't have supporting evidence. And we've developed policies designed to raise the address the issues raised by the community. So what can a plan cover? Well, it's a planning document, so it must focus on the use and development of land. So it can consider topics which are part of the borough's planning process. It must have regard for national policy, and important to Datchet, it's framed by things like the flood zone, the green belt, and the conservation area. But it can't cover things like it can't promote less development than the borough local plan. It can't contradict current legislation, local or national planning policy, including the national planning policy framework. And it can't cover issues of a non-planning nature, but it can include identify these and include them as separate projects. So to recap, the neighbourhood plan can't do anything directly about planes, trains, pollution, traffic and flood schemes, which are all topics which get raised frequently in public consultation. So what's in Datchet's plan? There's a long list there, which I'll go through each of them, each of those different subjects, which you'll find more detail in the plan itself. I can do, but I'm concerned about your time. So the first one, character and heritage. The plan's policies aim to preserve and protect the character of the village, its attractive historic centre and village greens, the public riverside and special views. There's also an opportunity to identify local non-listed structures which are of heritage value, and we've sent you information about these earlier this year, the list of non-designated heritage assets. When it comes to the environment, the plan seeks to conserve and enhance the character of the landscape, to protect important views, to ensure local people have access to nature by designating protected local green spaces. Again, we've liaised with you about that. To safeguard our three local wildlife sites, to identify opportunities to improve local biodiversity, to promote wildlife-friendly features in new development, and to protect and maximise the provision of verges, trees and hedgerows in new development. For housing, the policies we've included are intended to ensure new housing delivers high-quality design and supports the principles of the Datchet Design Guide. We want to make sure it responds to the needs of the community with suitable housing for people of all ages, abilities and means. We want to provide the opportunity for existing and future generations to remain in the community. Now, the emerging borough local plan. Good evening, Monica. The emerging borough local plan allocates one new housing site at AL39, which you know is on London Road, and that is proposed to include 40% affordable housing. But the neighbourhood plan has also identified a need for homes which are suitable for downsizing, which will in turn free up family homes. Now, sustainability, flooding and drainage. Flooding policy is largely determined at national and borough level, which means that we're limited in the neighbourhood plan about what we can do. But the plan seeks to ensure that new development does everything it possibly can to actively reduce flood risk, principally by being located away from areas of high risk. It seeks to ensure that development doesn't have a detrimental impact on surface water runoff and sewage discharge networks, which are at capacity. That it provides sustainable drainage solutions where required, which are effective in areas susceptible to groundwater flooding. We're aware that such systems don't always work in areas where there's high groundwater flooding. That it reduces risk and maximises the provision of appropriate flood attenuation measures, and the use, retention and maintenance of the bunds is also supported. In terms of sustainable design and construction, evening Ian. A neighbourhood plan survey identified very high support for improvements to the environmental efficiency of building. So the plan encourages development to go as far as it can to minimise its impact on the environment and climate. When it comes to community assets, we seek to ensure that that new development is supported by adequate additional facilities so they contribute to the health and well-being of all age groups. And the surveys that we've done highlight a demand for play equipment to support, in particular, early years development. And there's also support for allotments or a community garden and a sensory flower or wildlife garden with seating areas. For getting around, the plan seeks to improve access to safe, high quality walking and cycling routes and to improve cycle parking facilities. It aims to minimise the impact of air pollution, for example, with planting such as trees and hedging. Now, a series of key movement routes has been identified where improvements will have the greatest potential, and new development will be expected to mitigate the impact of additional traffic on the safety and flow of pedestrian and cycle access. I mentioned earlier that we can include some non-policy actions. The consultation raised a number of issues such as public transport, traffic speed and congestion, and these are beyond the scope of the neighbourhood plan, but they have been included as non-policy actions in Chapter 10, which to be followed up by the parish council, the borough and relevant groups and stakeholders. So the next step, now we've reached this draft stage, is to present the draft plan to the village so that the community can see how their feedback has helped to shape its content and so they can comment on the proposed policies. The Regulation 14 process in itself is an 8-week consultation, ideally, provided that COVID doesn't stop us, with drop-in sessions at village venues and a Zoom Q&A for anybody who doesn't want to attend in person. The plan would be available to view online with printed copies at the usual venues, the parish office, the library and the bridge. Comments must be in writing. Representation forms, those will be available at those locations and online. And at the end of the 8 weeks, all comments will be reviewed and the revised plan, supplementary documents and a consultation statement have to be submitted to the borough. At that stage, the borough checks that we've followed all the process correctly and will decide if we need a strategic environmental assessment. It's unlikely, but they will double check that. They will then organise a further consultation, this is a Regulation 16 consultation, to determine whether the plan is sound and that it meets the basic conditions, so it meets all the legal requirements, that it conforms to national and local policy, sustainable development and so on. Then they send the plan and the Regulation 16 comments to an examiner for an independent examination. That's and they publish the details of any agreed modifications. Excuse me. At that point, finally, the borough will organise a referendum asking residents if the neighbourhood plan should be used to help determine planning applications in Datchet. So, now, if you have any questions, we hope to answer any questions and concerns you may have before we proceed to the Regulation 14 consultation and present the Datchet neighbourhood plan to the community. But I have to say, I'm really proud that we've been able to do all the work involved in this plan. It's been a lot of hard work, and I'm really proud that we're able to be here tonight to present the draft plan to you with a view to presenting it back to the community. So if you have any questions?
No, listen.
Well, I compliment an excellent presentation.
Thank you.
Did you just want to say something, Ewan?
Is the sound system working well? It is.
At the moment, yes.
Thank you very much. Stunning, informative, clear. I couldn't ask for more. Thank you.
Anyone else got any questions for Alison about this?
I was just going to ask, when do you actually propose to start the consultation?
It would be in the new year sometime, probably March time, February, March time, because we have to put the document into a format that is a bit more reader-friendly than the A4 format we've got now, so it's easy for people to read, and with lots of sort of colour coding and things so they know which chapter they're in. And that will probably take us into February, so then maybe March time, looking at March time for the consultation. For 8 weeks, it could be 6 weeks, but we're going to give it 8 weeks. It's 6 to 8 weeks, so we're going with a longer plan, so there's no, you know, discussion really. People can't say you only gave us 6 weeks. We just want to extend it as long as we can.
COVID providing,
but I mean there are ways around it. We did the Datchet Design Guide consultation during COVID, and we extended it, and we made sure it was available online, and that people could ask for a copy if they wanted a copy to be delivered to them.
Yes, my microphone's on. Excellent document, as was said from over there. Excellent document, as was already said by Councillor Larkham. I thought your 15-minute read at the beginning was excellent. I read that, and then I went on to read the whole document. And as a précis of the whole document, it got the whole essence of it into that one thing at the beginning. What sort of percentage of people actually participated in Datchet at the end of the day? Because when I was involved in the one in Windsor, part of the problem there was it was always the same faces that turned out.
We've consulted in lots of different ways. We got a very good response at the start when we asked people open questions about what they liked, disliked about the village, what they would change and what they would keep. And that sort of kicked us off in the right direction. And then...
20% of the parish gave us feedback.
20% of the parish gave us feedback, essentially. So we were really pleased with that. And then the different surveys, it depends on the topic and things, but we're regularly into the hundreds of responses. So I mean we've been really very pleased with the response, and we've also done a lot of legwork. We stood on street corners, we stood at Tesco's, we stood at the railway station, we've badgered people, we've given them leaflets, you know, we've tried as hard as we can, you know, and I am pleased with the feedback we've had. And also being in the Link, every issue of the Link has an article about the neighbourhood plan. We've written 20 articles in the Link, and that goes to every house in the village. So I think in terms of consultation, I think, you know, we've done a good job. We've done a fair enough job.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Alison, if I can just say, again, I've been involved in this to a degree and I've seen the hard work that all of the team have put in. It's been phenomenal. It has, you know, it really has been incredible, the amount of hard work. So I'd like to thank you for that, because it is, I think, as Ian and Ewan says, a splendid document. One of the questions I've got is in regards to the consultation, the 8-week consultation, if we're asked from public, etc., how they can comment or make suggestions, and are those suggestions going to be taken on board for the next stage, what can we or should we tell them, and where can they go, and where will they be able to make that point? Obviously, I'm sure there'll be something as you progress the consultation, but just have we got something we say to them?
It's pretty much like the other consultations that we've had in the village for the borough local plan, for the Datchet Design Guide. There are various places they can go and actually see a paper copy, and all those places theoretically will have paper forms that they can fill in. And there'll be details on the form of where they need to send them to. Or they can do it online. We're hoping to do it via Google Forms as well, so people can also fill it in online. We will make sure that we advertise that widely on notice boards and things, and also on social media. And the Link have been really great about giving us space there as well to include information. So hopefully, if anybody asks you, there will be lots of places that they can go to pick up a form to fill in. Generally, the places would be the parish office, library, and the bridge, but I'm aware that COVID may change that. But that's generally where printed copies would be available. Or they could possibly ask for us to send one to them or deliver one to them.
Can you hear me? Yeah. While there was various things in the local plan by the borough, there was various things you had to be in there type of thing. Well, one of the things that I thought was of benefit to the village was they were going to have a bypass road around parallel with at the back of our house, basically. And I thought for years, since the 50s, there was a plan to have a bypass road past Datchet to take the traffic away. And as you saw last weekend, it was chock-a-block because they shut down the motorway again. Now I know that's going to end sort of in the summer of 22, but it just gives you an idea how bad things are if there's a hiccup. And if there's any way we can encourage people to the road agency, to think about a bypass for Datchet, whatever way they do it, I think it would be a benefit to the village substantially.
I don't disagree with you, but it's not something that the neighbourhood plan can do anything about, sadly.
Oh, I know. No.
Okay. But, I mean, it's up to the parish council, really, if you want to take it up with the borough and the highways agency and so on, but it's not something the neighbourhood plan can
do. I was wondering if it had come up in your consultations. That was all.
Oh, people, traffic comes up all the time. All the time. Traffic, flooding, you know, the usual things. It's because it's a planning document, we have to focus on planning.
Yeah.
And that's part of what we have to explain to the village all the time, to residents, that we can't really change the world, we can only look at planning.
Yeah.
The bottom one, thank you. I said, has anyone else got any questions for Alison about what she's just been speaking about?
No.
No? Well, you've got your message across very clearly, Alison. Thank you for that.
Can't turn
it off.
The red one.
Yeah,
no.
That's it.
Okay. That's great then. Thank you very much for listening. And we'll carry on informing you as we go along and proceed to the next Regulation 14 consultation. That's great. Thank you.
Yes, Madam Chairman, there is one more question. Is there anything that you want us to do between now and whenever?
Not that I can think of, but I'm sure if there is, we will let you know. We would appreciate your support during the consultation to encourage anybody you bump into in the village to do the, to fill in the forms, representation forms. If you could support us in any way like that, that would be enormously helpful. Thank you. Okay, that's great. Thank you.